today's a big day. We're going to learn a lot more about the rules and regulations of Obamacare. Before we talk with Kathy about that, I know Ed's pretty excited that he is bringing Saginaw and the Thumb into the McLaren mix.
Yeah, we're delighted to announce that we've just opened up our service area to include areas in Saginaw as well as Sanilac County. And when you combine that with what we've got coming with our PPO product that's going to allow us to write multi-state, there are a lot of solutions coming for business owners who must be who could be frustrated right now without having a great deal of choice to look at as they review their health care benefits. So here we go. Get ready. We're expanding throughout the state. We're in 28 counties. We continue to grow. Our network is right around 50 of the greatest hospitals in Michigan with probably somewhere between 9,700 and 10,000 providers. So our selection and our access is really improving, and we're here to help.
And I know that you're excited about the opportunity to get into other states also.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not only that, it's going to help us set up, you know, in 2014, kind of segueing over to the health reform, when those exchanges start, our PPO license is going to allow us to offer individual products to the marketplace for those people that want to enroll in it through the exchange. So we are really positioned very well for whatever changes come through on health reform.
Kathy, today is a big day. We are going to learn a lot more about what Obamacare is and what it means and some of the rules and regulations. Talk about that.
Well, today is the big day. This is September 23rd, and if you've read all 2,000 pages of the healthcare report.
Have you?
I'm sure you have, Tony. yes, today it's for all health plans. There are key critical things for any new benefit year that starts after today, such as up to 26 years of age must be covered. At least you don't have to cover them, Tony, if you happen to have a 25 or 26-year-old, but if you want to, your employer must cover that. Preventative services, no copays. They're removing all lifetime financial maximums for, sometimes you'll read your policy and it's up to $1 million for in a lifetime. Those are gone. So any new benefit year starting after today, there's quite a few more. I've just highlighted some of them.
Yeah, and
keys.
One that may be very exciting for people is that children 19 years old or younger can no longer be excluded from getting coverage through an insurance company. Now, at McLaren Health Plan, we never exclude because of pre-existing conditions in the first place. We're what you call guaranteed issue, which means we take everyone. But a lot of the carriers that had been excluding people from coverage now will be, mandated through this law to accept coverage for 19-year-olds regardless, 19-year-olds or younger, regardless of their health status.
What do business owners, your clients, say about this? It seems to me that this is going to cost them a lot more money.
Well, the up to age 26-year-old coverage, what we've seen right now is it's kind of a push. It really hasn't been tremendously cost additive in any direction. I think that what some business owners have told me is that having the coverage for preventative services at 100% is going to help their business. So there are some, in any time you can reach out to 32 million Americans that currently don't have access to coverage, I think it's inarguable that that's a good call. Again, the big question to me is, the financing aspect of it. And I think that's what everybody's still kind of trying to get our arms around is how are we going to be able to pay for all this?
And there are going to be tax credits, I know, for businesses.
Well, we talked about that before. Yeah, businesses with 25 or fewer or 50 and fewer employees, depending on their average wage, are available for tax credits, which is a positive. The flip side of that is, as we've discussed before, the new reporting requirements for 1099s. I'm not sure if that's been repealed yet or not, but it started at $600. Any vendor that you purchase from a quantity or a purchase price of over $600, you have to 1099 them. I know that there's legislation out there right now that's going to raise that number to $5,000. But the interesting thing is when you raise it to $5,000, part of the taxes that were going to be collected off that was going to help to pay for healthcare reform are now going to shrink if you raise that if you raise that from $600 to $5,000. So again, we're the whole financing aspect is what has me intrigued about health reform right now.
And I guess bottom line, I'm glad that you both are enthusiastic about it, because I'm sure there are people like me that are a little apprehensive. Obviously, do the thing you fear, and the death of that fear is for certain, so I need to enlighten myself. But it's still tough when the people who made this Obamacare package aren't sure what's in it. They didn't read it all, and I know it's got to be tough for you, but Kathy, you told me your people are working on this stuff every day.
I don't think anyone across the nation clearly understands exactly what all of this is going to mean. HHS still hasn't, you know, issued final regulations on some of the interpretations. So I believe most health plans are sitting in a situation where they need to read what they can, enact what we can, move forward, and, again, not worried about, is it going to get repealed? Is it – who knows? All I know is we have customers today that we need to care for, and we need to make it as clear as possible for them to understand, and we're just moving forward.
All right, Ed, before we let you go, if people want more information about McLaren Health Plan, where do they get that?
McLarenHealthPlan.org. We've got a number of local agents you can work with. So give us a look at our website at McLarenHealthPlan.org or contact your local agent for more information. We're excited about our growth. We continue to expand throughout the state, and we welcome everyone. If you haven't given us a look or you haven't given us a look lately, now's the time.
And Kathy, thanks so much for being in. To go from the first employee to the leader of 120, that's pretty cool.
It is very cool, and thank you, Tony, for having us this morning.